Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 13, 1805. The Great Falls of the Missouri. Having come unexpectedly upon the confluence of the Missouri and Marias rivers several days ago, the captains had to make a decision as to which of these rivers was, in fact, the Missouri. They cannot be sure of their decision until they find the Great Falls, which is a sure sign they are on the Missouri. Lewis and a small group of men are scouting ahead, looking for the falls. Hearing the roar of falling water in the distance, they turn toward the river and see a spray of water and fog rising. Lewis has no doubt that he is seeing the Great Falls of the Missouri. Today he writes a most colorful description.
I arrived about 12 o'clock, having traveled by estimate about 15 miles. I hurried down the hill, which was about 200 feet high and difficult of access, to gaze on this sublimely grand spectacle. I took my position on top of some rocks, about 20 feet high, opposite the center of the falls. This chain of rocks appears once to have formed a part of those over which the water tumbled, but in the course of time has been separated from it to a distance of 150 yards. Lying parallel to it, and forming an abutment against which the water, after falling over the precipice, beats with great fury. From the reflection of the sun on the spray, or mist, which arises from these falls, there is a beautiful rainbow produced, which adds not a little to the beauty of this majestically grand scenery. After writing this imperfect description, I again viewed the falls and was so much disgusted with the imperfect idea which it conveyed of the scene that I determined to draw my pen across it and begin again, but then reflected that I could not perhaps succeed better than penning the first impressions of the mind. I wished for the pencil of Salvador Rosa or the pen of Thompson, that I might be able to give to the enlightened word some just idea of this truly magnificent and sublimely grand object, which has from the commencement of time been concealed from the view of civilized man. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 13, 1805.
The artists Lewis envied today were Salvator Rosa, a 17th-century Italian landscape painter, and James Thompson, an 18th-century Scottish poet. Lewis had arrived at the first of 5 falls in present-day Cascade County, Montana. He spent the rest of the day exploring below the falls in order to find a place where the canoes might be brought ashore in preparation for the portage around the falls. He came to the conclusion that since the falls extended so far up the river and there were so many rapids through this stretch, that there was not a satisfactory place to start a portage nearby. Tomorrow, a messenger to Captain Clark.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.